জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ
জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ
জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ
জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ
জয় শ্রী শ্রী গৌর নিতাই কি জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য মহা চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত কি জয় জয় শ্রীমন মহাপ্রভু কি জয় So today we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah. So I'll just read through which verse.
Sri Prabhupada.
Okay.
Like
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll just this verse has a long purport also. This is. From our Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse 35. Mantra Guru, the initiating spiritual master,
and also
Jata, as many as there are. Shiksha Guru Gan,
all the instructing spiritual masters,
Tahar,
of all of them,
Charana,
unto the lotus feet,
Age,
at first,
Koriye,
I offer,
Bandan,
respectful obeisances.
Should we try to read the verse together? Mantra Guru Arjato Shiksha Guru Gan.
Mantra Guru Arjato Shiksha Guru Gan.
Tahar Charano Age Koriye Bandan.
Tahar Charano Age Koriye Bandan.
Mantra Guru Arjato Shiksha Guru Gan.
Mantra Guru Arjato Shiksha Guru Gan.
Tahar Charano Age Koriye Bandan.
Tahar Charano Age Koriye Bandan.
Mantra Guru Arjato Shiksha Guru Gan.
Mantra Guru Arjato Shiksha Guru Gan.
Tahar Charano Age Koriye Bandan.
Tahar Charano Age Koriye Bandan.
Mantra Guru Arjato Shiksha Guru Gan. Tahar Charano Age Koriye Bandan. That's a beautiful slok. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I first offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his thesis, Bhakti Sandarbha 202, has stated that uncontaminated devotional service is the objective of pure Vaishnavas, and that one has to execute such service in the association of other devotees. By associating with devotees of Lord Krishna, one develops a sense of Krishna consciousness and thus becomes inclined towards the loving service of the Lord. This is the process of approaching the Supreme Lord by gradual appreciation and devotional service. If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with the devotees of Sri Krishna, for by such association only can a conditioned soul achieve a taste for transcendental love and thus revive his eternal relation with Godhead in a specific manifestation and in terms of the specific transcendental mellow, rasa. that one has eternally inherent in him. If one develops love for Krishna by Krishna conscious activities, one can know the Supreme Absolute Truth. But he who tries to understand God simply by logical arguments will not succeed, nor will he get a taste for unalloyed devotion. The secret is that one must submissively listen to those who know perfectly the science of God, and one must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor. A devotee already attracted by the name, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord may be directed to his specific manner of devotional service. He need not waste time in approaching the Lord through logic. The expert spiritual master knows well how to engage his disciples' energy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus he engages a devotee in a specific devotional service according to his specific tendency. A devotee must have only one initiating spiritual master, because in the scriptures acceptance of more than one is always forbidden. There is no limit, however, to the number of instructing spiritual masters one may accept. Generally, a spiritual master who constantly instructs a disciple in spiritual science becomes his initiating spiritual master later on. One should always remember that a person who is reluctant to accept a spiritual master and be initiated, is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back to Godhead. One who is not properly initiated may present himself as a great devotee, but in fact he is sure to encounter many stumbling blocks on his path of progress towards spiritual realization, with the result that he must continue his term of material existence without relief. Such a helpless person is compared to a ship without a rudder, for such a ship can never reach its destination. It is imperative, therefore, that one accept a spiritual master if he at all desires to gain the favor of the Lord. The service of the spiritual master is essential. If there is no chance to serve the spiritual master directly, a devotee should serve him by remembering his instructions. There is no difference between the spiritual master's instructions and the spiritual master himself. In his absence, therefore, his words of direction should be the pride of the disciple. If one thinks that he is above consulting anyone else, including a spiritual master, he is at once an offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Such an offender can never go back to Godhead. It is imperative that a serious person accept a bona fide spiritual master in terms of the Shastric injunctions. Sri Jiva Goswami advises that one not accept a spiritual master in terms of hereditary or customary social and ecclesiastical convention. One should simply try to find a genuinely qualified spiritual master for actual advancement in spiritual understanding. So this is the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is doing the Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan means the invocation. Before one starts a work, he must invoke all auspiciousness by begging the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. So, as customary, he is actually offering his obeisances and prayers to the spiritual masters. The previous shloka is Vande Guru Nisham, Bhakta Nisham, Bhakta Nisham Ishavatarakan, Tat Prakashamscha Tat Chakti, Krishna Chaitanya Sangrakan. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, the Lord's incarnation, His plenary portion, His energies, and the prime of the Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So that is how one must express his submissive attitude towards the Lord and His devotees. And in this verse he is specifically praying to his Diksha Guru and to his Shiksha Gurus. And here Prabhupada pointed out that Diksha Guru is one. One must have only one Diksha Guru, but he can have many Shiksha Gurus. So it is very, very important, Prabhupada pointed out, that one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. There are quite a few points Prabhupada made in this purport. That one is that one must accept initiation, but that initiation must be accepted with due understanding of initiation. One should not just take initiation just for the sake of it, just for the sake of having a guru. As one has a fancy car, so let me have a guru. In India it's happening, also in the West I see people are keeping gurus like they keep their dogs. But guru is not just a commodity like that to show off, like I have a guru. See what a beautiful guru I have. That should not be the consideration. The consideration of accepting a bona fide spiritual master is the consideration to make advancement in spiritual life. Guru is not just an ordinary person, not even a person who has some understanding of Krishna. The Guru is actually the person who reveals Krishna in our hearts. So that's why it is very important that the Guru is a bona fide Guru. The spiritual master is a bona fide spiritual master. Now what is the meaning of this bona fide spiritual master? Defining that expression bona fide in this context, Prabhupada said that the bona fide of a spiritual master is that he is also initiated by a bona fide spiritual master and he does not deviate from the instructions of his spiritual master. So this is what the disciplic succession actually means. Bona fide spiritual master must be linked with the disciplic succession. Now what is the disciplic succession? Disciplic succession means the knowledge that is flowing without being interrupted. That is the succession, disciplic succession. The guru gives the instruction to the disciple and then disciple receives it just as it is, just the way the Guru gave it to him. And then, in his turn, he presents the knowledge to his disciples without distorting it or concocting different meanings out of that instruction. So that is the criterion for the disciplic succession. The Adi Guru, the original Guru actually is Krishna. In the beginning, Krishna gave this instruction, this transcendental knowledge to Brahma, to Lakshmi Devi, to Lord Shiva and to the four Kumaras. So these are the four original preceptors for these four sampradayas. The sampradaya, the Brahma received the knowledge from Krishna and he gave it to his disciple. Who is the disciple? First disciple of Brahma? Who knows? Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni received the knowledge from Brahma and he gave it to his disciple. Who is the disciple of Narada Muni? Vasudeva. And so this is how the knowledge is passed down from the spiritual, from the original spiritual master, Krishna, down through this disciplic succession. One is through Brahma, and what's the name of that sampradaya? Brahma, Madhva, and then later on it became Gaudiya because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So originally it is actually called Brahma sampradaya. The sampradaya that is origin, that originated from Brahma. Then there is another sampradaya that came from Lakshmi Devi. Once Krishna, Narayan instructed Lakshmi Devi also about the science of Krishna consciousness. And that's what's the name of that sampradaya that started from Lakshmi Devi? Sri Sampradaya. Then there is another sampradaya from Lord Shiva. What is the name of that sampradaya? Rudra Sampradaya. And there is another sampradaya from the four Kumaras. What is the name of that sampradaya? Kumara sampradaya. So these are the four Vaishnava sampradayas. So whenever you talk about Vaishnavas, they must belong to one of these four sampradayas. And now everybody who has been initiated in these sampradayas does not necessarily become a bona fide spiritual master. Now, what is the qualification of a bona fide spiritual master? That he also must be initiated by another bona fide spiritual master from one of these four sampradayas, and he must receive the knowledge without any deviation. And he must impart the knowledge also without any deviation. Now if somebody deviates from the instructions, then what happens? Then that link, that sampradaya becomes useless. It is like if a branch is cut off from the tree, will it bear any fruits? Never. So same way, if a person cuts himself off from the tree of the sampradaya, then he becomes ashar or useless, without any juice, dry, becomes completely dry, because he doesn't have the link to derive the transcendental juice. And so that is very, very, it is very, very important that the bona fide, the spiritual master that one accepts must be a bona fide spiritual master. Actually, the qualification of judging a spiritual master is how much he is attached to his spiritual master and how clearly he is presenting the teachings of his. The qualification of a spiritual master is nothing else. It doesn't appear, it doesn't matter whether he's a sannyasi, whether he's a brahmin, or whether he's a sudra, or whether he's a householder. Or even if he's lower than a sudra, even then it doesn't matter. The only qualification is his attachment to his spiritual master. Because more firmly he is attached to his spiritual master, accordingly he'll be able to help his followers or his disciples to make progress in their spiritual life. Because the disciples are actually a heavy burden. It's a very heavy weight. But If a person is clinging on to his spiritual master's lotus feet, then all the burden that he is carrying, he will be able to withstand that burden. Because he is holding on to his spiritual master's lotus feet, he is connected in the disciplic chain. He is linked up. And then, actually, it is the potency of Krishna that helps the living entities to go back to Godhead. Living entities can never go back to Godhead by dint of their own endeavor. We can never say that, well, I will perform all these austerities and penances and I will make so many endeavors and then I'm bound to go back to God. No one can ever claim like that. Going back to Godhead does not depend on the living entity's independent endeavor. Going back to Godhead depends on Krishna's sanction. When Krishna tells the material energy, Mahamaya, well, release this living entity. Or Krishna even can send some of his associates to take the living entity out of this material energy. And then only the living entity can go out. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's impossible for a living entity to go back to God. So ultimate criterion is actually Krishna's mercy to go back to God. And when we become linked up with the disciplic succession, then we receive the mercy of Krishna. Because Krishna's mercy flows through the disciplic succession, through his pure devotees, through his dedicated devotees. So if we have a spiritual master who is also linked up with the disciplic succession, then our position in spiritual life is very, very secure. So it is very important that one accepts a spiritual master with proper understanding, and the spiritual master is a bona fide one. That is, he belongs to a bona fide sampradaya. He is properly connected to that sampradaya. Now, the most important consideration here is that why should one accept a spiritual master? What is the need of accepting a spiritual master? Who will answer this question? To make it more clear. Yes, that we discussed just now. Yeah, that's true actually. But the direction that I was thinking of.
Krishna says that one who says he's my devotee, he is my devotee. When he's the devotee, he's
my devotee. Very good point. Yeah, that's very good. Yes, one must be submissive. Spiritual life is actually a process of submission, and the submission actually begins from accepting a spiritual master. That is the sign, that's the indication of submission. That here I am offering myself. So I am not like Arjuna's mood in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita was very, very exemplary. Like Arjuna was, Krishna was Arjuna's friend, cousin. But Arjuna accepted Krishna as the spiritual master. And when he accepted Krishna as the spiritual master, he simply told him, Krishna, I'm just accepting you as my spiritual master. Please tell me what I should do. Shishyastu aham shadhi mantantata. Kalpanna dosha pahato shabhavo prichyami tvam dharma sambhuda cheta. Jat chreya shan nishchitam gruhitan me shishya sthaham swadhi maam dhanka panna. That kalpanna dosha pahato shabhavo, I am actually a miser. That I have although I had, and I have a great wealth, but I haven't utilized that wealth. Who's the miser? Miser is a person who doesn't use his money, who doesn't use his wealth. So, if somebody has some wealth, then he must properly utilize it. Now, we have the human body. It's an enormous, it's the greatest opulence that one can have, to have this human body. And in spite of having this human body, I have not endeavored the spiritual life. So that was the mood of Arjuna. And pichami tvam dharma sang mudha cheta. I do not have any understanding of dharma, what is religious, what is the right action. So, shannishchitam gruhitanme, that's why I am asking you, Krishna, please tell me what I should do. I am your disciple, prapannam swadhi shishyastu aham. I am becoming your disciple and I am surrendered to you. So you please tell me. So that is the mood of a, that should be the mood of a disciple when he accepts a spiritual master. And initiation actually means this surrender. That I am surrendering myself to you. Now you do whatever you want to do. And at that time, Krishna actually accepts the person living in it. Dikha kale shishya kare atma samarpan, shei kale Krishna tare kare atma samarpan. At the time of initiation, diksha kale, shishya kare atma samarpan. What is the meaning of atma samarpan? Atma samarpan means surrender. Arpan means offer. And samarpan means atma, the samarpan means surrender, and atma means self. The surrender of the spirit, surrender of the self. At the time of initiation, the disciple surrenders himself to the spiritual. And sheikale Krishna tare kore atma. At that time, Krishna makes him his own. That means, at that time Krishna accepts him. So, that's why this process of initiation is very, very important. And when one surrenders oneself at the time of initiation, he actually surrenders to the spiritual master, because he knows only the spiritual master. He doesn't know anyone else. He doesn't know Krishna. We do not, actually conditioned living entities do not have any knowledge about Krishna. But Shaikale, at that time, although the disciple surrenders himself unto Krishna, I mean unto the spiritual master, now the spiritual master also does not hold the disciple as his own property. Spiritual master never thinks that now I have got a slave. This person has offered himself to me and now he is mine, he is my personal property. And I will ask him to do whatever I like to do, whatever I want, and he must do it. But that is not the mood of a bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master feels that, oh, this person has surrendered, is surrendering himself to my master, my spiritual master. And he is actually surrendering to Krishna. So the bona fide spiritual master never thinks that the disciples are my property. He simply thinks that the disciple is actually Krishna's property. Another mood of a bona fide spiritual master is that he feels that that I am the servant of Krishna. I am the servant of Krishna. Krishna is my Lord and Master. And he sees the other living entities as the children of Krishna. And his mood about towards his disciples or other devotees, those who are aspiring for spiritual life, is that of a caretaker. And the way a servant feels about his master's children. Like sometimes the servant takes up the role of leader or a teacher to the children of his master. Like sometimes the children are naughty, and he chastises the children, right? And he takes up that role because that role has been, that responsibility has been assigned to him by his master. But although he may chastise his master's children sometimes when they do something wrong, but he never thinks that he is their lord and master. He thinks that they are my master's children, and in that respect they are also my master. So that is the mood of a bona fide spiritual master.